Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money. And it is so important that we continue this discussion Monday morning as we go into another work week, that we continue to fully try to recognize and realize and internalize the fact that everything comes from above. Because when we live with this recognition, we will be happier people. Of course, there are things that are so stressful. Of course, there's a lot that we have to think about. And of course, we have to put in our ishtablis and put ourselves in positions where we are able to succeed. But when we can ultimately realize that it's coming from above, we will just be happier people. And I want to just talk about two points today that come up a lot in the Shar HaBitachon, that come up a lot in the Chovos HaLevavos, and come up also in other svarim like the Orchos Tzadikim in Shar HaSimcha, where he talks about the way to be happy and the way that we can go and have simcha in our lives. And obviously, there's a tremendous amount of emuna and bitachon that plays a role in that discussion as well, because all of this is so intertwined. We're all searching that elusive happiness that everyone is chasing after, and we know that that's going to start with our mentality and recognizing where things come from. So one thing that the Chovos HaLevavos constantly talks about is that when we do have this recognition, it changes our relationship with people. You know, so often we get fixated on a certain individual, or we say, oh, if I can just get in good graces with this person, or if I meet this person and have this meeting with that person, then I'm really going to be successful. Then I'm really going to be able to make it. If that person likes me and hires me, if my boss does this, if my boss does that. Now, of course, we have to put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed. And of course, we have to treat people properly and treat people nicely. But we have to remember that it's not up to those people whether we are going to be successful or not. Now, it is true that Hashem does put certain shlichim, Hashem does put certain messengers in places for us to be able to meet them at certain times, to be able to go and have our support and have certain things. But we have to remember that it is not fully up to them. Their decision, them being angry at you one day, is not going to make or break whether you are going to have what to support your family with. Again, doesn't take away from the stress, and it's not always so easy when you have someone that you're working with or someone that you're meeting with, and some interpersonal stuff is sometimes very difficult at work, but it changes our mentality when we recognize that ultimately it's up to Hashem whether we are going to succeed or not. We don't have to do some unnecessary flattery or whatever else it may be, because yeah, of course, we have to treat people properly. Of course, we have to be normal human beings, but it is ultimately not up to them. This is one idea which is constantly stressed. We don't have to go and kiss the ground that people walk on just because we think that they may be able to help us. We have to have real relationships, and we're able to treat people properly and be able to live our lives in a normal way. And one other point which seems to come up a lot in all of these different types of svarim is this concept of living with no regret in terms of, oh, what could have been. This comes up, actually, Shlomo HaMelech talks about it. He says, Eis laledes ve'eis lamus, there's a time for birth, there's a time for death. And many of the Mefarshim say, yes, we know this, this is obvious, what are you teaching us? And the Mefarshim point out that what Shlomo HaMelech was really trying to teach is that we have to remember that sometimes we are put in situations where Hashem needed us in that spot at that time. We can never think, oh, if I just didn't do this or if I just didn't do that, then this person would be alive. If I would have done this and gone to this hospital and gone to this thing, if I would have gotten this treatment and that treatment, it's very difficult to not think like that. But Eis laledes, Eis lamus means that ultimately Hashem is calling the shots. We don't always understand every single thing that happens, but we know that Hashem is carefully planning every detail of our lives. And we can't think back and think, oh, if I would have just done this, then everything else would have turned out differently. And this is especially true when it comes to Parnasa. Oh, if I would have just taken that first job, if I would have just invested in this company, in this stock, then I would be able to retire by now. If this would have just happened, if this sale, if this thing, if that thing, you can always look back. We can always live in the past. We can always live in the what could have been. But if we have the proper emunah and bitachon, we will realize that what had to happen, happened. And what we have to have, we have. And what we were not supposed to have, we do not yet have. It is a very difficult thing to do, and I know something that I struggle with, especially, oh, if I would have just bought this, then oh my gosh, I would have been this, I would have been that. But when we go with the proper emunah bitachon, we recognize that we are in the situation that we are in because Hashem knows that we need this for where we're at right now. In order to be able to succeed in what we're supposed to be doing, in terms of passing our personal nisyonos, our personal challenges, our personal tests, working towards growth, which is what we're all working and striving towards every single day, we need to have what we have right now in this specific place, in this specific way. So when we're able to have this emunah bitachon, we spoke about two things. Number one, it changes our relationship with people and what type of stock we put in people. And it's important for every type of profession. We don't invest in people. We believe in Hashem. We treat people nicely. We treat people with respect, but we don't put all our faith in people, especially politics and this and that. We don't put all our faith in people itself. And number two, we don't look back. We don't think what could have been, what if, because if things could be better, they would be better. Hashem knows what he's doing. We, again, have to put an hour at Shabbos, put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed, but ultimately with the recognition that everything is coming from above. Trying to give myself chizikir, hope everyone else gets something from it. But Amir Hashem, we should have a successful week ahead. Happy Monday. Keep this perspective and hopefully only share good things ahead. Have a great, great day.